Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Montel Fields, and I'm Brian Fouts.
And I'm Leah Fouts.
And this morning, we're excited to be here on Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ. And for those in the listening area, Leah and I are with Hazak Ministries. Our ministry was started with the vision to bring hope, healing, and encouragement to those who've lost a loved one.
The word Hazak is a Hebrew word. It means to make or be strong, to strengthen, to sustain, to support, and to encourage. We hope that you, our listeners, will be encouraged with our message this morning.
And at the end of the program, if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share, please feel free to give us a call. You can reach Montel and us by calling 347-308 8837. That phone number again is 347 308 1-800-237-8837. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Before we start, let's open the program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this show. Lord, I pray that you will send special blessings to each and every person listening in this morning. Give them something from you through this program. In Jesus' name, amen.
Greetings from the hill in New Ulm, Texas.
Good morning, y'all.
Well, before we get started, Lee and I just want to share with you just a couple of important reminders with regards to our topic and our discussion.
Our hope and prayer is that this show would be informational, educational, and that it would provide you, the listener, with some great ideas to help you in your daily walk with the Lord. So, Brian, let's get started.
Hey there. So, do you know what today is?
Well, it's Tuesday. Duh.
On the good ship, lollipop, you can have whatever you want.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. You're singing again? Where did that come from?
Well, that was the signature song of the childhood actress Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, yeah.
Shirley first sang that song in 1934 in a movie called Bright Eyes. And that song was composed by Richard A. Whiting, and the lyrics were supplied by Sidney Clare. Now, here's something interesting about that song, The Good Ship Lollipop. It seems that during that song, one travels to a candy land. But the ship referred to in the song is actually an aircraft.
Really?
Uh-huh. The scene in Bright Eyes, where the song first starts and Shirley is singing, it actually takes place on an airplane on a runway that's taxiing down the runway, and they are in an actual Douglas DC-2 airline.
Well, now there was something I never knew.
Well, and here is something very interesting, and this has to do with both Jewish and American history. On this day in 1733, a group of 42 Jews who had sailed from London aboard the ship the William and Sarah arrived in Savannah, Georgia. And on this particular day, it was just months after the colony had been founded by the then famous James Oglethorpe. And most of them were Spanish and Portuguese Jews who had fled to England just a decade earlier to escape the Spanish Inquisition. Now, many of them had been members of the Beavis Marks Synagogue, but they would later become the founders of the Mikveh Israel, Georgia's oldest Jewish congregation.
Wow. Now, that is some amazing history. And do you know what else happened on this 21st day of July, Brian?
No, Leah. Come on, tell me. What happened?
Well, in 1960, in the country of Sri Lanka, known at that time as Ceylon, Sirima Bandaranaike would become the first woman prime minister in the world.
You pronounced that quite well. So let me ask you, did you have another great piece of history date to share with the listeners this morning?
Of course I do. In 1969, Neil Armstrong, an astronaut from the United States, would take the first steps on the moon.
The moon.
I even remember where I was that night. I was at a singles group meeting at church with my good friend Suzanne. So, Brian, do you remember where you were when that happened?
Oh, yes, I do. I was at band camp at the University of Miami in Miami, Florida. And here's another note for you.
Okay.
In 1969, the famous jazz musician Duke Ellington and a portion of his jazz band performed a 10-minute composition on ABC television titled Moon Maiden. The event took place just one day after Neil Armstrong became the first man to set foot on the moon.
Now that was cool.
Yes, it was. And I got just one more piece of history for you that happened on this date, and this one will really hit the ball out of the park. The Atlanta Braves' Hank Aaron hit a fastball pitched by the Phillies' Kent Brett. This would become a home run for Hank Aaron, and this would make his 700th home run at bat.
Well, those are some really interesting things that we've learned today. So what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, you know, this past week, you and I had been in prayer about getting ready for this next show.
I know, and it was so neat how the Lord led us to this topic.
Well, today, it's time to Armor Up.
What a cool title for today.
Yes, it is. And this is going to be a four-part series here on Reaching Out Radio.
And today is part one. I wanted to share with our listeners that we will be reading out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20 during this series.
That's right, Leah. And we want to spend some good quality time on these verses today.
So, Brian, why is it time to armor up?
Well, in this section, the Apostle Paul teaches us about the importance in putting on the full armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it is important for us to know exactly what that looks like and how we can use this armor in our daily life.
Oh, this is going to be such a great series. So, Brian, let's get started.
Okay, so then if you're ready, and if you happen to have your Bible by you, or if you're online and you can get to your favorite online Bible, please go there now. So we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Now, we're only going to read the first three verses, starting at verses 10.
Brian, may I read this morning?
Okay, my bride, it's all yours.
I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. But from time to time, we may use another translation because they sometimes have additional information for our message in this series. Okay, starting in verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Oh, thank you, Leah. So let's take a look at that first verse that Leah just read, starting in verse 10. It reads, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might." So what does that word strong really mean?
Well, Brian, I looked this word up in the dictionary. It means having great physical power, having moral or intellectual power, having great resources like wealth or talent, like me, having a lot of strength and not easy to break or damage. Sorry, couldn't resist that one.
Oh, boy. That one caught me by surprise. Now, here is something interesting for our listeners. Both the words strong and the word strength have the same exact Hebrew word, and that word is chazak, which means to make strong, to give strength, to sustain, to encourage, to make firm, and to make bold.
May I share the verse for this one? Because this is where we got our ministry name from.
Okay.
This comes from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Oh, I just love that verse, and as I like to say, it's one of my favorites. Now, the last word in that sentence is might. That Hebrew word for might is koach, and it means human strength, or strength of angels, or better yet, strength of God.
Wow. And Brian, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "He keeps the feet of his godly ones, but the wicked ones are silenced in darkness. For not by might shall a man prevail."
That's awesome. So again, this morning, we're talking about it's time to armor up. And as Christians, we need to know and that we need to learn and understand that we are in a battle.
Yes, we are.
Not just any old battle, but we're in a spiritual battle and one that is bigger than we can ever imagine.
Brian, I like John MacArthur's notes on this verse. Satan's power over Christians is already broken, and the great war is won through Christ's crucifixion, which forever conquered the power of sin and death.
That's right, Leah. But remember, we are here on earth.
Yeah.
And these battles and temptations will go on. And some of those can literally be on a daily basis. And here's something really important to also remember, and this is really important for those of you who are in both full-time and part-time ministry. Jesus battled against Satan, and one that lasted for 40 days, and the other battle took place in the Garden of Gethsemane.
And I'd like to share with our listeners that these two battles should tell us that things will not get any easier, especially for those who are in ministry and who grow in Christ.
You are so right, Leah. And here's another thing to remember. Satan will more than likely try to hit us even harder at times to distract us, to detract us, and to get us off that vision and that calling in which God has called us to. So we need to be preparing ourselves for battle, not just any old battle, but a spiritual battle that is a battle against good and evil.
And, Brian, the Lord does not leave us out there on the edge of the limb by ourselves, just hanging out there. His word gives us hope. That hope is found in Philippians 4:13, where it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
That's right. So let's get to our second verse this morning. And again, we are reading from Ephesians chapter 6. And Leah?
Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. That's Ephesians 6:11.
You know, I was reading another commentary this past week by John MacArthur. And here was something that he shared in his study Bible notes on that word put on. He said, put on conveys the idea of permanence, indicating that armor should be the Christian's sustained and long-term attire.
Wow, that's cool.
And a true soldier is always one who is prepared and ready to fight. You know, think of it as a Marine. I heard someone once say that those who are out of the Marine Corps are former Marines. But I asked my good friend Andy Valadez and Katie, who's a Marine, about this, and his response was short and to the point when he proudly replied to me, there are no former Marines. They are always a Marine.
Kind of like on NCIS.
That's it. But as Christians, we must always be dressed for battle and be ready to hold our position, not as former Christians, but as one of God's special forces in the army of God.
You know, Brian, the Apostle Paul shared a great passage about being a soldier in the army of the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, New International Version is what I'm reading from, join me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer.
Oh, that's cool. And, you know, I love the way that the Message Bible reads for this same passage. It talks about doing your best for God. And here's how it says, so, my son, throw yourself into this work for Christ. Pass on what you've heard from me. The whole congregation saying, amen, to reliable leaders who are competent to teach others. When the going gets rough, take it on the chin with the rest of us, the way that Jesus did. A soldier on duty doesn't get caught up in making deals at the marketplace. He concentrates on carrying out orders.
Amen. You know, Brian, we're still in verse 11 of Ephesians 6. And so, what is this full armor of God that Paul is talking about?
Well, that word, full armor, in Greek is panoplia. Does mean poplia. It means panoplia.
How good.
And it actually means the full armor or the complete armor. That means that this includes the shield, the sword, the lance, the helmet, the greaves. I had to look that up. That means something to protect the shins. And a breastplate. But there's even more to this.
Like what?
Well, God's armor will bring victory because it's more than just a protective covering. And to tell you more about it, Leah, why don't you read for us in Romans chapter 13, verses 12 through 14.
Glad to. Here it is. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh.
Boy, isn't that neat? The armor of light.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
And remember that that armor of light is Jesus Christ himself. He
Amen.
Will protect us just like he did David, and he will be our hiding place.
Amen to that. I also want to share this neat passage with our listeners. This is from the NIV, from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
That's just awesome. And again, we can talk about getting distracted. And Leah, you know, you read earlier from Romans 13, verses 12 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go back and I want to read this same passage, except this is from the Message Bible. I think this really brings to light, no pun intended, on God's armor. Make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-by-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work that he began when we first believe. We can't afford to waste a minute. We must not squander these precious daylight hours in frivolity and indulgence and in sleeping around and dissipation. We can't waste it in bickering and grabbing everything in sight. Get out of bed. Get dressed. Don't loiter and linger. Wait until the very last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ and be up and about.
Wow. Talk about getting up to go get them. Brian, we need to talk about the rest of this passage about standing firm against the schemes of the devil.
You are right, my love. So first off, what do you think that it means to stand firm?
Well, I looked it up in the dictionary, and it had some really interesting answers. To stand firm means to stand up or offer resistance to somebody or something, to fight against somebody, to hold out, resist, oppose, and fight back.
So basically, we are to stand up against the enemy.
Yes, but it also means to refuse to abandon one's belief.
Wow, that is awesome. To refuse to abandon one's belief.
Mm-hmm.
And how about that word, schemes?
Now that word, schemes, means a secret or devious plan or plot. Something that you don't want anybody to know that you are doing. Sneaky, you know.
Kind of like that old black and white movie, Who Knows What Happens in the Dark? The Shadow Knows.
Right.
Okay, so now you went, I know this past week you went on a treasure hunt, looking things up, and at one point I looked over my shoulder and there you were just really having fun looking for all these treasures.
Yeah, I did. I did have fun. It was pretty cool. Digging, that's what it is. Well, I looked up the word schemes in the Greek dictionary. That word is methodia.
Methodia?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. And this word gave me a much more deep meaning. This word means cunning, sneaky, crafty, using trickery and deception.
Ah, sneaky. Well, you know, I found a great commentary this week while we were getting ready on that word scheme.
Hmm.
And this particular person who wrote said that Satan uses these things to bring about mayhem and destruction in the world that we live in, using everything at his disposal, including his demons, to bring havoc to this world.
How true.
As his enticement, He uses every sin, every immoral practice, every false theology, every false religion, and any worldly enticement that he can lay his hands on to use.
That was powerful. So, the devil, our enemy or adversary, will use anything to entice us and distract us. Sounds like he's scared of us.
You know? Yeah, that's right. And that includes every sin and any immoral practice.
False theology and religion.
That's right again. So while we're talking about this, can you think of anything that maybe that the enemy can use against you or someone else?
Wow, yeah. Gosh, you know, Satan can use our friends,
ooh,
our coworkers, our employers, church friends, and sadly, he can even use our own family members.
Sad but true. You know, the enemy will see whatever and whoever he wants to use to bring havoc into our life.
And remember, the devil is our enemy. He is not our friend.
He's not our friend.
No, he does roam the earth wanting to lie, cheat, steal, deceive everyone.
And he brings disruption,
yes,
destruction, and he even brings death. And Leah, what is that favorite verse that you always like to quote when it comes to resisting the devil?
Yes, James 4, verse 7. I'm reading this from the New American Standard Version. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We can scare him away.
There you go. Leah, that was great. So let's move on. So what is our next scripture verse?
Our next scripture verse is from Ephesians chapter 6. It's verse 12. This is an important one to me, too. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Okay, so now it's time to talk about our next word, struggle.
Oh, Brian, the word struggle means a forceful or violent effort to get free of restraint or to resist attack.
Man, now that is powerful. Okay, so that word in the Greek is pale.
Not to be mistaken.
Not to be mistaken with that word from the Pirates of the Caribbean of parlay, Leah.
Okay.
It's pale.
That was funny.
So here again, that word in the Greek is defined as wrestling. It's a contest between two in which each person endeavors to throw the other person, and which is decided when the victor is able to hold his opponent down with his hand upon his neck.
Hmm.
And this term is transferred to the Christian struggle with the power of evil.
What a great description, Brian.
Now that word struggle is almost like hand-to-hand combat. It can be both trying and exhausting. So Leah, what about the next part of the passage where it starts talking about not against flesh and blood and not against the rulers and against the powers and the wickedness and the high places?
Oh, you know, the Apostle Paul reminds us that our struggle is against Satan, but it also includes a host of demons and other adversaries. These are the ones who are not made of flesh and blood, and this can be one scary list.
And Satan finds a lot of help to promote his evil agenda, doesn't he?
You are so right. This can include those humans who are into pagan worship, the occult, and other immoral and ungodly sins. They can find themselves trapped by their sins and their weaknesses, unknowingly helping Satan to fulfill his schemes.
Oh, that is spot on, as they say. I think that Paul said it best in Romans 1:20, verses 28 to 32. And I'm going to read this from the NIV Bible. So, Leah, why don't you help me with this passage?
Okay, I'd love to. You go first.
Okay. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy. They are full of murder, strife, deceit, and malice.
Paul then continued with this. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but they also approve of those who practice them.
And our Lord God King gave us a promise of his power to those who believe in him.
Yes, he did. That promise is found in Ephesians 1, verses 19 and 20. And his incomparably great power for us who believe, that would be us, that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
And this made us joint heirs with him.
That is just too cool.
You know, I heard a pastor here locally, Dennis Keene of Industry, Texas. He shared this really important word about faith this past week. He said, "We know that when we see by faith, our faith shrinks our problem."
That was awesome.
So let's take a look at Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, and see what that faith looks like.
Oh, may I read this one?
Okay, my love. Go ahead.
I'm reading Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
Well, that was great, Leah. Well, listen, as we had mentioned earlier in the program, if you have a question or comment that you'd like to share for either Evangelist Montel, Leah, or myself, please feel free by calling 347-308-8837. That phone number again is 347-308-8837. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Brian. And now, back to you, Montel.
Well, it looks like we're waiting for Montel to get back on the air. And so we're just, again, we're just excited while we're waiting for her to get on, just as a reminder that I'm Brian Fouts.
And I'm Leah Fouts.
And we're with Hazak Ministries, an encouragement ministry out here on the hill in New Ulm, Texas.
Just as a reminder, since we're sitting here waiting, Brian's newest keyboard CD is now available. It's called Joyful. His first one was, what is the first one, Brian? Reflections. I just couldn't reflect back. But this newest one is awesome and anointed. It can be a great addition to your music collection, and it makes a great gift for those who love music, especially keyboard music. Pastors, lay leaders, and worship leaders have used this CD for their study time and for their prayer time. You can listen to this CD for the time when you can sit back, relax, and just hear the soothing sounds and reflections of God's music. Both the Joyful CD and the Reflections CD are now available on our website. You can find out more by visiting our website at www.hazakministries.com. That website, again, is www.hazakministries.com.
Okay, and we thank you. So, Montel, are you back with us?
Maybe not.
Well, again, thank you, Leah. And if you would like to have either Leah or myself come to speak at your church, your men's group or your women's group or a special event, please feel free to contact us at 832-878-8043. That number again is 832-878-8043. You can also reach us down here on our local landline, as they say, at 979-357-2215. That number again is 979 357-2215. And we also want to reach out and say thank you to the listeners of Reaching Out Radio for tuning in this morning and for all of you who support this radio station and the ministries that partner with the station. And again, it's just been an honor to be featured as a guest out here on Reaching Out Radio with Evangelist Montel Fields on Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Leah, do you have a couple of things that you might want to share with the audience?
No, I don't at this time. I shared it already.
Oh, come on now.
But, you know, what's really neat is we enjoy doing this. We enjoy talking together and working on the script and all of that for people. And we really, of course, our third party is the Lord. And he gives us so many of these things. It's just really neat.
Well, thank you. That's really great to know. And we're just so excited to be on the show, reaching out to help people to bring a really great encouraging word. You know, and there's something else that I wanted to share with you. You know that I was reading this really great article this past week on really being a soldier of God and really what that means to be. And I came across this really great article called The Soldier of God, the GI, that's the God incarnate, the Savior of the world. And this was really neat the way that this guy had printed this up. He said, "I am a soldier in the army of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer. The Holy Scripture is my code of conduct. Faith, prayer, are the words are my weapons of warfare. I have been taught by the Holy Spirit, trained by experience, and tried by the adversity and tested by fire." That is just really awesome.
And the thing is that when you go through that, you come forth as gold.
You do. You literally come through that as gold. So next week, we're going to be continuing our study on putting on the full armor of God. We're going to be getting a little bit more into detail this next week as far as each and every little piece of equipment that is needed. And we hope that you're being uplifted and that you're being encouraged by this program. And so at this point, we've got our sister back on the line, and we're going to turn this back to you, Montel, if you're there. If not, we'll try to continue on through the end of the hour.
That's right. If you have a comment or a question on our subject today, please feel free to give us a call. The number where you can get hold of us now is at 347-308-8837. And we are waiting on your call.
So give them that phone number one more time, my sweet.
Of course. It's 347-308-8837.
That's just awesome. Just awesome. You know, the other thing, too, that's really important is that each and every one of us goes through struggles on a daily basis. And we know that you're probably going through some of the same struggles. You know, being in business for over 30 years, one of the things I've learned is that you can't be up every day. And not every day has a grand thing that is happening to where you're just on top of the air. And it's like nothing could go wrong. You're going to go through those times where you've got seasons. You're going to have some trials that come and go. And one of the things that people sometimes forget, they feel that, well, you know, if I give my life to Christ, then everything's going to go just fine. It's going to just turn out okay, and my life is going to be a breeze, and I just live my life okay, and everything will be fine until I die, or maybe until I get raptured, and then everything's really fine. Well, we know that as Christians that our world changes.
That's true.
And that there's not a thing that we can do or say to bring about salvation in our lives. That salvation only comes as an open gift from Jesus Christ, and it only comes by us asking him into our hearts, and it is only by grace. There's not a thing that we can do to God to get that salvation. You know, there's no list that we can get out that says, well, if I do these things, number 1 through 10, as soon as I get to number 10, I'm saved. It doesn't work that way. But
that's
the other
true.
Thing, too, that's really important is that it doesn't matter where you are in your life. If you're 5, 25, 55, 85, 95, or 105, the Lord is always there with that free gift, and he's there that he can reach out, and he's ready to give you that free gift. And all that you have to do is ask him into your heart, and he is there. And our God, and you have to remember, too, that our God is a God of second chances.
Absolutely, and third ones, and fourth ones.
That's right. He doesn't have a list that says, well, as soon as you get to number 7, I'm done with you. It's always a continuous thing that's there. And we've known people over the years that sometimes have either not known Christ or accepted Christ and just began to fall away from
mm-hmm.
the Lord and just totally found themselves down in the dregs of the world, literally living on the streets or living in the gutter or living a huge, decadent, sinful life. And they feel like, well, I've already done all these bad things that God can't take me back. Well, he will.
Absolutely. He'll a God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances.
That's right. If you pop in the boat, he doesn't pick you up and say, oh, look, this is the 15th time you've fallen. I'm going to throw you back. God is always there, ready to be there with open arms. And the important thing for Christians is we have to learn to be in fellowship with one another. We have to learn to work with one another, and we have to learn to be there for one another, to uplift, to edify, to encourage. You know, sometimes we don't have to be there with a ready answer. All we have to do is just be there to listen. And love conquers all. That's as
Absolutely.
Jesus has told us. He said that love conquers all. And one additional item I want to share with you, too, is that if you're going through a period that you're really hurting, again, you can call a radio station to try to get help. We're still here at 308. Where's that number again?
Right here.
Oh, 347-308-8837. That number again is 347-308-8837. You can call there, or as we've given our landline out, if you want, you can always reach us at 979-357-2215. Our landline down here for ministry is area code 979-357-2215. And we know this past week when we were talking with Evangelist Montel that she had shared that there had been a number of deaths to a lot of young people up and around in that particular area of Centralia, Illinois. And we just want you to know that we're praying for those families. Being a husband and wife that have lost their only child due to her murder, that we fully understand those pains and those feelings that you're going through. And we're here to minister to you if you ever just want to pick up the phone and call, and that number down here for us is 979-357-2215, and that number again is 979-357-2215. And one other thing to remember, that as a Christian, I love this, you know, a lot of times we wonder where we are in our walk, and is God really there with us? Is he not there with us? Hold on a second. What do you want? Pen, piece of paper? Okay. My wife's trying to give me signals, and she's looks like she's trying to wind up a clock or something here. But here's the important thing. Remember is that as a Christian, I love what Frantz Brown once said. He said that he told a story about David and his men and about their hometown of Ziklag. And while they were away at war, when they came back, they found their town basically had been burned all the way to the ground. There was nothing left. All of the people who lived in the town, whatever men were there, wives and their children had been taken captive. And they were just totally devastated. And they just didn't know what to do. And David cried out to God. And one of the things that we learned was this. They said is that as Christians, we have to remember that even when things are going good, that we're always going to go through a storm in life. And what that basically means is that you're either in a storm or you just came out of a storm, or as we like to say down here in Texas, you're fixing to go into a storm.
That's right.
And my bride has handed me a special other note. We also have a book out called From Misery to Ministry, A Walk of Faith Through the Loss of a Loved One. This is our true story about what took place with us losing our daughter. And it's not a devastating book. It's easy to read, and it's very helpful. Both my bride and I both co-authored the book together. She wrote a chapter, I wrote a chapter, and we kind of went back and forth. And we just talked about what happened on the day of learning of our daughter's death. And we, where I was at work, where she was at work, what our life was before. And things that happened afterwards, and it's just very encouraging. It's very uplifting, and we've given lots of information. And the book is easy to read, and it's very positive. It's very positive. And as someone once told us who read our book, they said, "You guys write just like you talk," and we do. There wasn't a ghostwriter. My wife and I had never written a book before, and so we were able to go in and just write from our heart as the Lord would allow us and to lead. And speaking of a book, we would really, really appreciate your prayers to be in prayer for Leah and I. We have just finished writing our second book called Steps of Faith, and we're in that well-known process called editing, which means you go back through everything that you've written. And we have a great friend of Leah's by name of Suzanne Graham, who is a journalist, and she's going back through and letting us know how we need to write, and she's helping us to correct all the things to make it an even much more fun and readable book. And we'll be keeping you guys up from time to time on when the book's going to be out, how soon, and what the cost will be. It's a process. It takes some time to get the book to market. So just please be in prayer for that. And that book, again, is called Steps of Faith. You can also reach us through our website at www.hazakministries, that's H-A-Z-A-K, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S.com. Did I spell that right, dear?
Yes, you did. Good for you.
Oh, good. I just have a problem. Again, that's right. Again, that's www.hazak, H-A-Z-A-K, ministries.com. You can reach me by just putting Brian at hazakministries.com, or you can get hold of Leah at hazakministries.com. On our website, we also have a place where you can go and send us an email if you'd like to be prayed for, or if you've got a special prayer request. Leah is a prayer intercessor, and she heads up our prayer ministry team for us. And also on the website, you can learn a little bit more about us, about the music that we have available, along with our books, and it even tells you where we live. Got some really nice pictures up there. You can also connect with us on Facebook. And
anything else?
I think I've just about run out of information here. So Montel, we're hoping that you're around. If not, it sounds like you may be having some technical challenges to deal with. And we love you and just know that we're praying for you and your family.
Can you guys hear me?
There you are.
I've been trying to say hello since you first, when you first finished. And I don't know if it was my house phone or the studio again, but I changed phones. I called him with my cell phone, and I was like, let him hear me this time, please. So I've been with you, and just for some reason, you couldn't hear me.
Oh, good. We are about to run out of words.
Sorry. I've been having a few technical issues that at least you guys, the listeners, could hear you. And we had some callers that were online. And if anyone, we are still here. If you have a question or a comment, you can call 347-308-8837. And please remember to press number 1. When you press number 1, that lets us know that you have a question and brings you into the QA. And that way we can open up your mic and share with you. And to my callers that were waiting, I'm sorry. I just could not get the phone lines to open. They couldn't even hear me. So I pray that God touches everything and our lines stay clear and people can get through and these programs keep going forth. I know it's sometimes it's just attack of the enemy because he doesn't want the Word of God going forth. So I do apologize for the technical difficulty.
Well, that's great. Well, I feel better now because, you know, as a guy, we don't normally have much to say, but as soon as you put two women together, they can take up all the time.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Well, I love how you're teaching. Oh, that's all right, Lee. I have one at home, too.
It takes a long time to train them, you know, and they fall back to their old habits a lot.
And please be keeping us in prayer, too. We go down to Kansas City this weekend to that huge Christian Family Day event.
Last I checked, there's
over 100 vendors. They're going to be having music from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. We're hoping to get to witness the people and share all of our radio ministries that are associated with us and be praying for our travels and for God's perfect will to be done in our trip.
Absolutely. That's a given, and we've already done that a couple of times since you told us about it, so that's good. We're excited. We want to hear what happens, too, later when you get back.
Well, it is actually, they call it the Pep Rally. The Nehemiah Fest is going to be, it's a huge fest. I've never been, but I think we're planning on going. The Nehemiah Fest is in September 18th, 19th, and 20th, and people actually camp out. It's a whole weekend. It's just a huge event of worship and prayer and people reaching out. And it's set up, it's based by, the fest is set up out of the book of Nehemiah. And they say it's really amazing. And you can go online and check that out too, at Nehemiah Fest. I think it's .com, and it shared lots of details. So, and my husband said he is going to listen to your teaching tonight. My cousin wanted to be on to hear you today. And she's not feeling well. She's having problems with her stomach, but she said she's going to listen to On Demand. And I do believe I had a caller earlier from possibly Canada. I was talking to a gentleman. I feel bad that I couldn't get the lines open. Sometimes those things are just out of my control, and there's sometimes technical issues.
Well, sometimes the enemy doesn't want people, they don't want that message to get out either. So
that's true. That's true. So when we
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
I just started earlier this week, the whole studio crashed in the middle of 20 minutes into a show, and we had callers on from New York and several people, and the whole thing just went down. I had nothing, and we couldn't reopen.
Oh, man. Well, Lord, we just lift up the studio to you right now and clear the airways when there's a show on that people need to hear. That's it. It's done now.
Thank you.
We took care of it. So, Brian's sitting here getting a CAT scan. One of our cats, his cat, is on his stomach just, "Oh, Dad, I love you." It's so funny.
Yeah, we have a little kitten. But he can climb. Like, he's a jumper and a climber. He's in everything. It was my son's fiance's cat, and they couldn't take it when they moved. And right now I have it, so we're debating if we're going to keep it or find it a good, loving home.
Oh, you'll keep it. Come on. I've got one, too.
I have a parrot, and I'm wondering if it'll do okay with my bird. So
they can.
Yeah, cats love birds. Yeah,
no,
they taste it just like chicken.
Oh, stop it.
I love you to the humor. Laughter is good for the soul.
That's right. Well, we do a lot of that, mostly when he goofs up. Or when I goof up. Anyway, no, I've seen parrots that actually have become friends with a cat I've seen pictures of them and stuff. It just depends on the cat's demeanor and the bird's demeanor. You never know.
Is that where they said that you'll know you really live once you see parrots? Oh, that's Paris.
Stop.
You guys are listening to this in audience, because I know there's people listening live on here, and I pray that people get over their shyness and they learn to press that number one so they can talk and share with us, because I know when we have live listeners, some people just truly don't like to get on the air. But if you would, please leave your comments. Brian and Lena shared their contact information, so let them know what you think about their show and that you're listening. And I know how much it blesses my life, and tonight my husband's going to come home when he gets off of work, and he's going to listen to your teachings. He loves how you teach, and I love the way you put heart into it, and there's laughter in it, and it's broke down in a way where people can understand, and it's easy to follow. And I look forward to all the teachings. This is a really great topic.
Well, you know, I feel sorry in case someone besides you having the technical challenge. I feel for someone that may have called in and had a technical challenge, mm-hmm. and they kept pounding one, thinking that they were excessive compulsive and nothing was happening. They kept hitting one, and nothing was happening. So,
oh,
so we apologize to any of the listeners that couldn't have gotten through. It's just one of those things that happen. One of those, or as you probably remember as a child, you'd be watching TV and all of a sudden the screen would go dark and you'd hear, "Doo, one moment, please." There's nothing wrong with your set. We're just having technical difficulties.
Well, you know, the best thing, and I think we need to incorporate it in our opening prayer every time we're on the air, is to pray against that happening again, because it's not God doing it. It's not us doing it. It's the devil doing it. He doesn't want anybody to hear.
That's right.
That's
so
exactly.
When you open with prayer, you need to do that.
Oh, yes, dear. Remind me.
You too are priceless.
That's it.
I'll have to write that in our script for so that you remember.
Well, I always start with a prayer. I always have a word prayer, and I just didn't think about it today because I didn't think we were going to be killed in the middle of the show.
This is actually the first time for you two, so that's a blessing. My one host, God love her. It's happened to her several. She said she's used to it, that it happens to her quite frequently in a lot of things that she does. But praise God, last night they got their message out. It was really powerful. And I encourage people to go back and listen to Kingdom Perspectives last night. They shared a lot on the LGBTQ, and it's a lot of things to do with what they expect. She talked about gay marriage, and she actually has information from the platform of their group, and they broke it down. It's really powerful. And next week they're going to be sharing about the effect on children, and they bring truth. All three ladies are chaplains in New York City, and one of the dear sisters actually is a chaplain like for some of the well-known politicians, the leaders of New York, and they have a lot of insight, and they have a lot of in-depth information, and they're not scared to share it, and they're a blessing to the ministry as well. So if you and Brian haven't got to hear them on their Kingdom Perspectives, I truly believe with the way you and Brian are intellectual that you would really enjoy their program. So it's available on demand too. As well, so are all of Be Encouraged with Brian and Leah South. Their episodes are all on demand, which I have seen people are going back listening. The numbers go up every day. And I thank everybody for that. A lot of people like to listen on demand because for many, it's more clear when you listen on live on the laptop. The sound quality is better. And a lot of them also are at work when the show's on or have various things going on. So many of you go back and listen on the on demand. But I thank all of our listeners. And each week, Brian and Leah will be here with us at the same time. Please share with your family and your friends and invite them to listen in again. My caller that was on earlier, I do apologize. I know Brian and Leah like to interact with people, and I'm just trusting God to keep these phone lines open and for things to start running more smoothly.
No kidding.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Montel. We just love you to death, and we pray for you and your family, and we pray for this show and the listeners, of course. So I think we're
thank
at the end of the time. Yeah.
Love you.
I love you guys too, and I'm trusting God to keep these lines open next time, and we're going to have callers, and they'll be able to get through, and you did an amazing job, and I'll be sharing it forth to all my groups, and just, I want to keep everybody encouraged and keep praying for our studio and for the word to go forth, and for Brian and Leah's ministry. They have an amazing ministry, and know that we love you, but God loves you more, and we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We really want to be part of the change that this world needs.
Amen to that.
Amen. Thank you, sister. We love you.
Love you guys, too. God bless you. I look forward to your show next week.
Okay. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.